Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health or medicine to all their flesh. These are instructions given to us by Dr. Jesus for taking his medicine. There are similarities between God's medicine and natural medicine. First of all, like natural medicine, God's medicine must be taken to have any effect. It's not enough for us to say thank you to the doctor or pharmacist for the prescription that they've given us. We must open the bottle and take the pills according to the directions. Some folks say they believe in healing. They believe in the power of God. They may even give God thanks for the promises and yet never take the medicine. We must open our mouths, open our Bibles, open our hearts, and let the Word of God get inside of us. Much has been said about getting into the Word, but the more important issue is getting the Word into us. One thing that can really help is to ask the Holy Spirit to plant the Word or engraft the Word into your heart, into your soul, as you meditate upon the promises. Many today continually seek for someone else to pray for them, a friend, or a pastor, a special minister. And certainly prayer is proper and valuable. But remember, God likes the faith that's in your heart. He loves your heart. He loves you. Now, if we become sick, we shouldn't hesitate to call upon the elders to anoint us with oil and pray the prayer of faith. But we must remember, prayer is not a substitute for the medicine. Prayer is not a substitute for the healing seed that needs to be sown in the soil of our hearts. It is as we follow the instructions to attend to, incline our ears, and continue looking at the Word that we get it into our heart and keep it there. Then the power of God's Word, of God's medicine, can be released and bring healing and health. The first direction we have is to attend to the words of God. Take the time to give your undivided attention to the Word of God regarding healing. Put it first place. Next, we are told to incline our ear. What we are listening to is vital because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. Doubt and fear can come the same way. It just depends on what we're listening to. Reading and speaking or muttering the Word aloud to yourself is probably the best way to incline your ear to the Word. At the same time, you will be keeping them before your eyes. Keeping them in the midst of your heart. This is an ongoing process. The midst of your heart is the center of your being, the center of your attention. Keeping something in your heart involves thinking about it or pondering it. Often when a couple first falls in love, they think about their partner constantly. Their thoughts are at times consumed with each other. Let your thoughts be consumed with the Word, thinking on things that are true, lovely, and of a good report. This will keep your mind stayed on the Lord and His deliverance. Once you start taking the medicine, stay with it. Let patience have her perfect work, and by faith and patience, you will inherit the promise. Many ministers today give the advice to take a daily dose of faith and healing by meditating in the Word of God. It will bring healing and serve to maintain health. Knox translates Proverbs 4:22 this way, "Let a man master them. They will bring life and healing to his whole being." Mastering something takes time and effort. One thing doctors tell us about taking a course of antibiotics is to take the whole course. It may take time for the medicine to work, both natural and spiritual, but don't stop. Stay the course. Another thing to be remembered is that just like natural medicine, God's medicine is no respecter of persons. It's not a matter of God being willing to heal or not. He is. It's a matter of whether or not one will take the medicine as prescribed. Don't be so concerned about whether or not you have faith to be healed. Just take the medicine. Just do it. Just take the medicine. It'll work. There are no shortcuts to receiving a harvest. The seed must be planted and cared for. Remember, though, we are planting imperishable, incorruptible seed, the Word of God. It will produce. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. The promise is sure. God's word is sure. The word is working in you now, bringing health to all your flesh.